Last Sunday we prayed, "Grant to us, Lord, the Spirit to think and do always such things as are right, that we, who cannot do anything that is good without you, may be enabled by you to live according to your will." How does the Holy Spirit guide us in all things? As Lutherans, we believe, teach, and confess that the Holy Spirit does not speak to us directly, either in visions or dreams. He speaks to us through God's Word, through means that are verifiable, that other people can look at and discuss. Jesus warned his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves." There are false prophets who make claims that God directly told them to take a certain action, to do a certain thing. Often the action is self-serving, which begs the question if the message is actually from God. Do we expect a new revelation from God which supersedes the Bible? The author of Hebrews wrote, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world." Jesus taught his disciples and sent him to proclaim God's word to all people. These disciples, the apostles, also wrote what Jesus said and taught so that the message of hope can be spread to more people. May our Lord grant us faith and wisdom to hear his holy word. Amen.